Well, I looked in the other areas, and this is the only Anthony Davis I ran across. This is what I want to ask you.
Yeah. Now, my daddy was Anthony, and my mother was Elizabeth, but we didn't have no children, no brothers and sisters.
Like, well, would you tell me what were some of their names again now?
My own brothers and sisters.
All of them.
Well, I had a half-sister of the older set. There was four children. Let's see, the four boys. It seemed like they were schoolboys, but I can't tell but three that I remember.
Mm-hmm.
But then the second set of children, then there was just two girls and one boy raised. A boy died at 19, and then us, there was me and Sister Mary and Aunt Sally.
Yeah.
You remember her. And Brother Dave was raised to be.
Was he just, his name just Dave, David or Dave?
David Davis was his name.
David Davis.
My mama died when he was 3 weeks old. And I was from Christmas to the 7th day of January, over 2 years older than mm-hmm. him. And
well, how old was you this past Christmas? I'm not supposed to ask the girls their age, but how old were you?
85.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see, that would make the census where you would appear would be...
I hadn't seen the census taken a good long time. It seemed like they quit coming around like they used to.
Well, I know what you mean. They're supposed to do it pretty soon. See, what we can look at, we can go back to 1880 census
mm-hmm.
and back from there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was wanting to do, was just to, just to know some of the names. Well, how about some of your half-brothers and sisters?
Well, I had, in the older family, was Dal and Jonah and Saul. Now, I don't know which of them was the oldest, only I know Dal was the oldest one.
Mm-hmm.
And the girls was Molly and Beth. But now, I don't remember seeing them, but I remember seeing some of their children, some of my nieces. Mm-hmm. I know nephews. I don't remember seeing any girls
yeah.
there. Oh, you see, when they married, they moved off.
Where were they living? Where were y'all living in Randall?
Brother Dan did live about Tunac Springs. Used to when I got to seeing him.
Yeah. But when y'all were little, when they were little, where they live up there around?
In Mitchell County.
Mitchell County, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah. This is what messed me up. This Anthony Davis, 65.
Mm-hmm. And my papa was 87 when he died.
Mm-hmm.
But now I don't know just how old Mama was. I never had nobody to say, because she died when I was but just 2 years old in January.
Yeah, this is Elizabeth, and your mother's name was Elizabeth.
Yeah, Anthony and Elizabeth are my mother and daddy's names.
That's what I say. That's kind of unusual to have others like that. That's
yeah.
why I wondered about this Abigail and all this.
Well, I had a half-sister by the name of Abigail. She married Will Chester.
Did you know of her? Of Melvina?
No, don't know.
That's what messes me up.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, this could have been Borders or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just don't know.
And a Robert? And a William?
Robert, no William.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about
mm-hmm.
Of course, I've got a Robert, but he got a William.
Well, you got a William Harvey.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
That's right.
I didn't know this till recently I was talking
yeah.
to him. Yeah, he was William Harvey.
Mm-hmm.
You said John McCrone, he had how many
kids?
I don't know. Kids? What was
it? Well,
you didn't know them, though, did you?
No, it was none but Will was Uncle John's boy. And I did know a girl. Let's see, what was her name? Was her and her husband come over here and live? A year or two. I can't think of her name now.
This Will McCrone is the same one that's up in...
It did live at Cypress, but he's the one killed us there.
All you knew was Will. You don't know if he had another name or anything.
No, just mm-hmm. Will. And he married Lenny Muggridge, a girl up there in Georgia.
Well, most of those McCrones down south, the Ernest and all those are Johnny's.
Yeah, they was yeah. Uncle John's last set of children. His first set of children didn't like it because he married this here woman. Freddie met up when he worked down south. He met up with a fella in a store. And the store clerk asked him his name. He said, McCone. And this fella was standing off to one of his side. He says, walked up, he says, you say you're McCone? Freddie says, yes, sir. He says, my mother was a McCone before she married. Freddie was telling me about it. I says, that was Uncle John McCone's second wife. She quit him with, she had two boys and a girl, and she quit him and they went down south. And I've heard, let's see, what was it? The boys, when they got gone, and they put up a livery stable, selling horses and mules, and they done good business too. And when they got rid of them, then they went into the car business. And
well, there is an Andrew J. McCrone.
Well, I don't know what their name is.
At Bradenton. I haven't talked with them.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just thought I'd do some of this. Just
yeah, well, they was Uncle John's boys. I know most because she quit him because his children didn't like it because he married her.
That was the second McCrone.
Yeah, that was his second wife. And Uncle John used to come be there. I don't know if he might have listened to that.
Yeah, I remember him and Uncle Dan.
Yeah.
Which one was it? Had one of their foot missing or something?
That
foot
was Uncle John McCone.
Yeah. How'd he lose that foot? Do you remember?
He was drunk and got on the railroad and changed.
Well, I heard about that. I always thought that was just a story.
Just a story going
yeah.
about,
but it was true, huh?
Yeah. That was Henry McCone's boy. That was George's brother.
Yeah. Ours was Henry's kids.
Yeah.
All this what we're talking about, Henry's kid.
Mm-hmm.
Now the other one, John McCrone. You said you didn't know Will was his.
Will was one of his boys, and he had some more boys, but well, I don't know how many children was of his first set of children. I knew of Mary. And this one, what, her and her husband moved over here to Florida and stayed a year or two and then went back, but I can't say, Nettie was her name.
Uh-huh.
And Mary was the two girls. Now, if he raised any boys of his first set, I don't remember of hearing their names. But then these here, McCrone's walked down south now is his second. Bunch of children. He didn't ever marry no more after she left him and went down south. As soon as them boys got kind of big enough that her and them could make them a living, you know, all down there, she just quit him. Went all down south because his older children just were satisfied with his man.
Well, now, Henry and John McCrone had this, you know, the brother, Reese.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you said you knew him.
Oh, yeah, I've seen him a lot.
How many kids did he have in their
name?
He
raised three to be grown.
The grown was one of them.
Uh-huh. That was Sam and Liz and Charlie. And Charlie's living up yonder now at Cypress. He visits Marjorie, there's a girl that lives up there around Cypress. He used to visit the right smart. I don't know why he goes right on, but I imagine he do because see, she married one of Will's girls' boy. She married
Well, that was Charlie and
Sam. But Sam left home because Uncle Reese was bad to get drunk and lose his teeth and made Sam get out and hunt him. He said, I got tired of hunting Daddy's teeth, so as soon as I got big enough to work, so I thought I could make me a living. I left home. And he married and I heard somebody say that him and his wife had seven children, but he's been dead now several years. I never did see him in the way he left home because he went with him up there in Georgia somewhere.
Well, this one that I talked to, he was in Atlanta, and some of them's got some relatives around now. Red Cross or
I imagine that was
Augusta
some of his children because some of them told me that him and his wife had seven children. And you know, there's likely to be some of them scattered around there and yonder.
Yeah, I was just looking at I wrote down Henry's kids here was Walter and George and Dan and Johnny and Laura.
Mm-hmm.
You told me that your brothers and sisters and some of your half-brothers, but I believe there was some more that you were talking about. The reason why I asked this, Dodd says there's a lot of Davises around Cairo. And he says that some lady up there said that she knew how they was kin.
I don't think that were Davises was any of our relatives, because my daddy come from North Carolina.
Yeah.
And I set up homestead. I don't know how much land up there in Mitchell County. And, of course, I don't, him and Mama, she was his third wife.
Yeah, I knew that.
Uh-huh. And there were some of my half-brothers. I did really love Brother Jonah, one of my half-brothers, but I didn't ever care too much about the other two because I was a kid, you know. Now, he stayed there with Papa and farmed the land, you know, until I was a great big kid before he moved off. But he eventually moved off.
Well, is he the one that raised you? Who'd you stay with?
I stayed with one of my half-sisters. Where, see, my daddy, I was 9 years old when he died.
Uh-huh.
And then, see, we had our home there, and me and my half-sister lived together till my uncle's, Mama's brothers, Uncle Ben and Uncle Billy, went and got me. They felt that some of Mama's brothers ought to raise me and Sister Sally.
Mm-hmm.
And they did, and me.
Now, they were, what, the Thompsons or something?
No, they was Harrisons.
Harrison.
Uncle Billy and Uncle Ben Harrison was my Mama's brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And after Papa, they didn't bother us young until Papa died. When Papa died, then they went and got us. And they kept us then until Sally and I and Dan were married. And then after she come up over here, she went back and got me for George.
Well, let's just look out for each other, don't we?
That's right. And Sally knew that I was listening to her at anything, you know.
Yeah. Well, y'all looked like y'all were pretty close.
Yeah.
Do you remember the day this picture here was made?
I got two of these.
Yeah. Are they originals or?
No, mine's just like these. She had three and I had three. I think I'm going to hunt mine and show
them. I'd like to see them.
Mm-hmm.
This is Uncle Leonard has the original picture like this.
Well, she had three made and I had three made and I've still got two of mine. And I don't know what went on. I reckon I must have given one of them to some of the young men.
If you've got one of them, I'd sure like to borrow it to get you can have a negative made and have as many prints made from it as you want.
Go see if I can.
If you've got any old pictures like that, well, look at them.
Old ones. I've got some of the children's. Let me go and get them.
Right.
I've got two just like that.
You have? I'd like to see them.
Let's go see if I can find them.
Yeah, I remember seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
That's when he was in service, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know, me and him look a lot alike.
Yeah. Me and Patty spoke about you and him kind of thing. He was sure a sweet boy. And loved me. I believe he loved me better than he did his mother. Because he used to tell her if she started whipping, he'd say, "Sister, you ain't got no right to whip me. That's Mama's business." You see, his daddy died 10 days, I believe it was, before he was a year old.
Is that right?
Yeah. Died with the first time the flu ever come around, back in 1918. And I said 10 days, 3 days. John died 3 days before he was a year old. Well, see, Eva had to come back home. And my other youngest called her Sissy.
Uh-huh.
Well, he always called her Sissy.
Yeah, because he was as old as a lot of years.
Yeah, well, him and Robert was both born in the same year, you see. Robert was from January to December, older than him. And him and Robert was just like twins.
Yeah. What was her husband's name last
year? John Sims.
John Sims.
Uh-huh. And he died 3 days before he was a year old. And when he come back home, my other young ones, they always called her Sissy.
Yeah.
And so he called her Sissy too, you know. Unless he was talking to somebody that didn't know that, yeah. Knew he weren't my yeah. own young one, you know, then he'd say my mother.
Yeah.
But he says, this is Mama. And if she ever started to hurt him, he'd say, now, Sissy, you ain't got no right to hurt me. That's Mama's place. And he's been keeping me whipping him. I couldn't yeah. hurt him, you know.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. But
I saw this picture. It's made it with a Xerox machine, this one here was.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the original. I'm going to get a negative made and show you what I can get done from it. They mm-hmm. can really fix them up nowadays with mm-hmm. photography. Where was that made, do you remember?
At the house over yonder where we call McClone Town.
Right there.
Madeline Manor, yeah, that was.
That big old house. That yeah. We're off of Dan up
yonder. Yeah, they're made right out there in their yard.
Uh-huh. That must have been the fence that always stayed around that yard. Mm-hmm. You know, no picket fence. It stayed
yeah.
there. It finally just rotted
yeah,
away.
Yeah, that's right.
Because it was there when I was little, and it mm-hmm. was there right on up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was our bunch of youngers when Maddie Lee there was Sally's baby. She was about 4 months older than Eva. Oh, Mamie there was my baby.
Mm-hmm.
You see what long dresses
oh, yeah.
little babies wore.
Y'all had long hair back then, too.
Yeah.
How old were you along there? You remember?
No.
Long time ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, I can get the Bible and
well, let's see.
Find how old
it is. Have you got a family Bible?
Oh, yeah. I've got plenty of Bibles.
Well, I know that. Okay, go ahead. You can put this up, too. I got one in here.
Okay, let me put this one up. Preston's up. Oh, this old dining in my big family Bible.
Yes.
But I just ain't ever done it. I think I'm going to get some of the graduated ones that's got a pretty hand to get them down. See, here's my family Bible, but see, I ain't got them in yet, but I got them in this little old one. Just my own writing, sorry about it.
Well,
now. See, I've got this here big Bible. I want them down in this one. Some good writer, you know.
Oh.
I want them down in this one, but I just wouldn't have risk myself because I'm a four-handed writer and I get nervous, you know. You see, here's.
Well, they tell me there's a McCrone. The McCrones had a family Bible that.
Well, we did, yeah, I remember. I don't know what ever went with our old family.
Somebody said that Clyde had it. Wilkins. Why?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. She didn't have ours.
Well, you think one of your...
Because whenever I come from there, it was left at the old home.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about the Davis. More or less
uh-huh.
the Davis is in the...
Yeah.
Was it Harrison's?
No, it was left at our old Davis home. See, me and Sally sold our part of that after we was both married.
Well, you got here, y'all was married in October 5th, 1898.
Mm-hmm. And that was, And you can find name is age there.
George McCrone was born June 3rd, 1873. And you was born December 25th, 1882.
Mm-hmm.
So see, if I had been looking in the 1880 census, which I was,
mm-hmm.
your daddy, how old was you when he died?
9.
Well, see, this Anthony Davis was 65, and you said that your daddy died when he was over 80.
87. He was 87.
So, that means that somebody told me he was tall, real tall.
He was. He was tall and lived to be old, you know, and just straight as a board. He
didn't hump like the rest of us, huh?
Uh-uh. You see, folks nowadays, when they get old, they hump over, but he never did.
He just straight as a board, yeah. Right on. Well, you have to admire him for that.
Uh-huh.
Eva was born in
July
15th.
Just like him. Your
dad is
just like him.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What is hard-headed, that's McCrone? like somebody I work with says that he's from Missouri. You got to show him, you know, like the Missouri music.
My daddy was a worker. He raised us young'uns and a bunch for one of his brothers. His brother died and left 7 children. Mm-hmm. And he took them. His wife's folks weren't able to take them and take care of them. And he took them. He had all of them but the baby. I don't remember, I've heard him speak about it, but I don't know just how old it was, but them days folks didn't have no way to go on with a car or a horseback, you know. He said he rode horseback 40 miles and got that baby because he had had 6 of them, and that was the 7th one, and he said that he wanted them all raised together.
That was your
his
daddy.
His brother. That was my dad, and his children was his brother's children.
You know his brother's name?
No. He had one name, Jim, I believe, and he had something happened to one of his feet a long time ago when Papa was a young man. There come a little bump on one of his feet at the kind of between his big toe and the next toe,
yeah,
and took infection and had to have one of his legs taken off. And that was Uncle Jim, and Uncle Ben was these 7 children's daddy. And he died and left them 7 children. And the old Papa done got 6 of them. And he thought about the baby, that he wanted it too because wanted them all raised together and stayed together until he got grown. So he rode horseback 40 miles and got that baby. He said that he held it in his arm and rode horseback 40 miles. And now you know I wanted it. And he did. He's just that foolish about his brother's children, you see. I've heard him speak about how he loved his brother's children. Raised them along, I believe, with seem like they come along with his oldest ones. They weren't but 3 of his second bunch of children raised, and that was Sister Abigail that we were speaking about a while ago, and Jenny, and Brother Bob. And Brother Bob only lived to be 19 when he died. And I remember him.
Floyd, he didn't live too long, did he? Was that one of your boys?
That was my baby between Freddie and Terry.
I was just noticing that he didn't live, a year hardly?
Yeah, he was a year and 9 months and some days old. And he's one of the prettiest, he's my prettiest young man in the world.
Is that right?
He's just the prettiest thing. Everywhere I went, I'd say, well, Fanny, where in the world did you get this pretty young man? And I said, he's mine. They said, no, but he looked the most like a Joe White's doll of any young one that they had ever seen. He was real fair-complected, and his hair was just a candy color, you know, and his eyes are just as blue as a bead, and he was one of the smartest little old things. I could take him start out to some of the neighbor's houses close by, you know, like in up yonder harvest or that. No, sir, he didn't have to be told at all.
He had to walk.
Yeah, he had to walk.
Well, does mine remind you of any of us?
Well, it seemed like your boy makes me think of you when you was a little kid. Now imagine a little girl kind of takes after her mother.
She talks like a mama. Of course, they brown and blue-eyed. And we used to, people say, why don't you give that boy some medicine? Said he's so white. Said,
that runs in the Davis and McCrone family.
That's a mama.
Well, the McCrones didn't always have dark hair, but all the Davis did. I want to get
somebody to fix that up. If you could find somebody that can letter pretty good.
Huh?
If somebody can letter, you know, do some printing real good.
And write good. I just get nervous a little bit and things like that. Have you ever seen about that? I mean, I had two just like that.
Well, Uncle Leonard had one.
Well, I imagine Sally did hers. I don't know. I know I gave one of mine might have been to Sister Nellie, because she was married and keeping house for never.
There is a Laura McCrone in Palmetto, Florida, and there's a B-H, and I'm pretty sure that B is for Barney, because somebody was telling me about it.
Uncle John, one of his boys was named Barney. because let's see, what is Charles's mother's name? Jemaine Johnny Harris. That was one of Wilma Crone's girls. Oh, what is her name? I can't think of it. Nanny knows. I do. I don't even know the time. But that's Marge's husband. He married Johnny Harris's boy. And Gertrude is Will's girl's name. She called me on the phone one morning and asked me if Barney McCrone visited us when he was here from down south. I told her no. I said, I don't know but one Barney McCrone. That's Harvey's oldest boy. She says, well, this here is my half-brother.
He's about 50 years old, that Barney. Well, I know he was a few years ago. Mm-hmm. I was in Tampa at the International Airport talking to some of the officials at the airport about...
Well, Barney was one of Uncle John's boy's names. His wife left Uncle John and went down south. And Barney and another one, I don't reckon I've ever heard of them.
Well, they asked this guy, said, you know Barney McCrone from around Palmetto? Mm-hmm. I said, no, but he's probably a relative.
That's it.
You know, where you run across McCrone, you can relate it back. This is what I've always wondered is if I could...
And I imagine that girl could have been named Laura, because, you know, Henry and George had a sister, Laura.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tie all these names together.
Yeah.
And they keep tying back together, just like John.
Well, see, I didn't ever see none of these children or his wife.
Mm-hmm.
But after she left him, he commenced visiting us. And before she left him, though, this here Nettie and her husband, let's see, what was his name?
Who was speaking?
Peacock, Robert Peacock, I believe was her husband. They moved over here to Uncle Mal Hughes's up yonder where the Gilberts lived.
Mm-hmm.
And have caught for him a year or two. You see, the Hughes's and McCrone's all married up, you know, up, you know. And I was trying to think that I just can't remember now. But I remember Uncle Mal Hughes. See, he was George's mother's brother, Uncle Mal was.
George McCrone?
My husband's mother and Uncle Mal Hughes's brother and sister. That's where we come in kin to the Hughes's, you know.
Now that was Henry's wife, Henry McCrone's wife.
Yeah, her name was Sarah.
Sarah Hughes?
Sarah Hughes, before she married Mr. McCrone.
Right,
mm-hmm.
Sarah Hughes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that goes quite a ways back, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, this is Henry and Reese and John were brothers.
Yeah.
There's three of them.
But
I don't know their... Daddy's name.
Somebody was telling me that there was four of them boys that come from Georgia. And said one went out about Punic Springs or somewhere, and the other three settled here in Florida. Uncle Reese's niece, and now Uncle John, he stayed in Georgia. He didn't come over here.
Not to start with.
Uh-huh. Well, he didn't come over here on the visit.
That's right.
He lived over there.
But Henry's boy's named Johnny. That's Uncle John.
Yeah,
he was named after him.
Uh-huh, and he was my husband's brother.
Right. One of the people I talked to in Atlanta, his granddaddy was John. So he's about dad's age.
Yeah.
So that'd make them, the age come out about